Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hey, welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
It's still cold and snow-filled out there where we are. So, but we're all here. Good to see everybody's face. All
good
safe
to see
and
you,
sound
man.
And warm. Our heater's never used in the studio because for me, I keep it cold. So we're but they turned the heater on this morning and now it smells weird.
Yeah, thanks for letting us turn that on.
That's how often we don't use the heater. And now all of a sudden, it smells real bad in the studio. Let's go around the room. When it comes to fajitas, he says he makes the best. But don't ask him what happened to a smoking chicken business. It's something he will not address. Producer Eddie!
Okay, I know there's a lot of TV out there to watch, right? But there is a movie that I watched the other day that is unbelievable.
New or old?
It's new, okay. Brand new. It's on Netflix, and it's called Society in the Snow, or of the Snow.
Okay.
One of the two. But anyway, it's a true story about that plane crash that happened in the Andes in the 70s. There's a plane.
Rugby team.
It's a rugby team and other people in there. I don't want to say too much about it. It is a true story, but I'm not going to ruin anything.
Is it that book again, Miracle in the Andes?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Also a book called Alive.
Yeah, and there's a series that's roughly based on it with all the girls, the soccer team that flies
around. And it was really good.
Oh, dude, it's amazing. Here's the thing, though. It is in Spanish.
Cause, oh, I'm out.
No, stop, stop.
It's subtitles.
You have to read it. I'm but, out. Dude, it's a little dark. You're not going to come out watching this movie being like, oh, that's so fun. It's not fun.
It's very dark.
Did you watch the movie too?
Well, I've read the book. I tried to start the movie, but reading the book and having your own, your imagination go to where they had to go is one thing, but watching it on a screen, I really struggled with that. So I didn't finish it.
Bones, watch this thing. You're going to love it.
I don't care about the darkness. If I can choose, I'm not picking subtitles.
What do you mean?
Okay,
you know what? I think the option there to have the dub over.
I hate that worse.
Oh, yeah. That's so bad. Then
you have to watch it because it's worse. So good.
But would you be able to, where the conversation.
Yeah, I would eat all of you. I would eat all of you immediately.
Eddie, this isn't spoiling anything.
Don't spoil anything.
Yes, you could eat them. They had to eat each other. That story's been out forever.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, they eat each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy. All right, next up. He refuses to get a new car and says on the show he's the biggest superstar. It's Lunchbox.
Oh, guys, I was an eyewitness to a tell me something good / what are you thinking moment. So walking down Broadway, where all the bars are on Sunday, there's this lady named Becky Fehrenbacher.
Why were you on Sunday a bar? Why are you barring?
Sore Losers Convention was in town.
Got it. Right.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a $50 bill on the sidewalk, and Becky finds it. She picks it up, and I'm like, oh, yes, next round's on her. And what does she do? She doesn't even put it in her pocket. She walks 100 feet, and there's kids playing buckets.
Like for money?
Yeah, and she put the $50 bill in there. And I'm like, what? And she said, those kids can use it more than I can.
Love that.
And I mean, I'm like, wow.
That's pretty good. What would you have done had you found it?
Huh. Put it in my pocket.
Would you have done drinks on me, though?
Maybe for me.
Drinks on you by you.
By me, yeah. Got I don't know if I'd bought it. Everybody drinks, got but it, I was like, it. Yeah, Becky's going to buy drinks. And Becky's like, for the kids. And I'm like.
How do you know her name's Becky again?
She was part of the convention.
Got it. That's yeah. pretty good. That's pretty good. All right, she does not have a word of the year this year, but we hear her words on the radio every day, and they bring us lots of cheer. Amy, all right, there you go.
So I saw on Instagram there's this store that has a two shopping basket option. There's white baskets and black baskets, and the white one is like, hey, I'm cool shopping alone. You don't need to assist me, help me, talk to me, anything. And then the black one's like, I'm happy to be assisted if you'd like to ask me if I need help.
I like that. It's like you said, you went to a massage place and they were like, what's the level of talking you want?
Yeah, there was three options. It was like no talking at all. And then it was like moderate talking. And then it was like talk my face off.
How do you moderate talk, though?
Just keep it short.
Yeah, I like know, but it's like every 7 minutes. Oh, God, I got to get moderate again. So I think that's interesting. What if you just don't know? Because sometimes I'll go in and I'll be like, I just want to get in and out. But then all of a sudden I do have questions. And then I feel bad for them because they know some people just do not want to be asked, hey, if you need any help, let me know. But they have to say it to every single person.
I know. Yeah. I wonder how strict the employees have to be, because if you've got a white basket and you ask a question, they're like, oh, I don't know if I'm supposed to talk to you.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he can't golf in the snow, so he's feeling pretty low. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. So I have on my Texas Ranchers hat. It's the pickleball team that I'm a part owner of. It's a Major League Pickleball. And so a lot of people are like, what's happening with the team? Well, in the 2023 season, we finished 19 out of 24.
Okay.
Not bad.
That's not bad for a first season.
True, but that's not still.
Well, you got to start somewhere, man.
Better than 24.
We have four players on our team. Dylan Frazier, Georgia Johnson, Lauren Stratman, and Travis Rettenmeyer. And we are an MLP team located in Austin, Texas. And it says owner info. Owned by Scotty Scheffler. Do you know who that
golfer.
Is? Golfer. Zach Bryan.
Heard of him.
Singer. Taylor Fritz. Is he a tennis player?
Fritz.
Bobby Bones.
I don't know who that is.
Micah Parsons.
Yeah!
Lil Wayne and Miles Garrett.
Yeah, he's a tennis player. Whoa.
Taylor Fritz, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so our first year, not that great. So I think we're in the offseason now.
When are you having an owner's meeting, dude? You need to hang out with Micah Parsons.
If I hear you, I don't know if there is one or I don't get invited to that.
You need to start one.
Yeah, so Texas Ranchers got my hat on here.
I like the logo, too, of the cowboy with a pickleball paddle riding a horse.
He's ranching, man. Ranching. He's pickleball ranching. Know what I mean?
Oh, I saw that Taylor guy on Breakpoint. It's like an episode on Netflix. Yeah,
tennis.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Well, once I saw his face, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That show's pretty good.
Cool. Thanks for the heads up. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello. Whoa, whoa, Bobby Bones. I reconnected with a girl I went to high school with at our 10-year reunion. We had a bit of a romantic fling, but then she went back to her home, which is the next day, about 4 to 5 hours. That was the last time we've seen each other. But we have talked on the phone and we have FaceTime. I've always dreamed of living in the city she lives in, and I can work remotely, so I was thinking of moving closer to her. If it didn't work out between us, I think I would still enjoy living there, but she would definitely be the main reason for the move. Is this a crazy idea? Should I tell her I'm seriously thinking about it? Signed, Sleepless in San Antonio. So here's the thing. It's fine to tell her, but you gotta tell her whenever it doesn't feel like you're a psycho stalker or not too early. It's got to come up organically. It can't come up right now. I'm just telling you, you can't call her and be like, I want to move where you are. Because she's going to be like, whoa, buddy, pump brakes.
Right.
What you do is you get in this relationship, you do long, you go see her, she comes see you. But you're going to get huge points for whenever it's like, well, eventually one of us has to move. And you're like, okay, I'll do it.
Oh, wait for that. Got it.
Then you got like one, you got surplus. You got like one extra that you can use for whatever you want later. New dog. New hunting dog? Tickets to the playoff game?
Golf anytime you want.
Yeah, so I wouldn't do it this quick. I know you want to move there anyway, but you could actually jeopardize the relationship, even if the relationship wasn't the reason you wanted to move. Because she'd be like, what the heck?
I mean, he said she's definitely the main reason, so.
But that's okay. Yeah, yeah, still, though, you want to play cool.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I'm in agreement
with. If she looks out her window and sees a U-Haul, are you moving next door?
That's not good.
That's not good.
It's not going to work.
Yes. So good luck. do this. You're going to have to invest a little time dating her, going to see her, her coming to see you. But then after that, you can definitely talk about the hamburger, you know? Yeah. Long-distance relationships, there's got to be a bun. That's where you meet. There's got to be the meat. That's where you do all your long-distancing.
Yeah, you got to build up the meat.
But then you got to have that back up. You got to have that bun on top, too. And that's where you decide, okay, we're now a hamburger. How are we going to close this thing off so a human can eat us? The whole thing's weird, I just said, but you got
it. Very
weird.
Yeah.
You've stuck with that analogy for years. So.
I refuse to let it go. All right, thank you. Good luck, Sleepless in San Antonio. You can do it. Just don't do it creepily. All right, thank you.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Whenever we started the show, my intro for Lunchbox included that he didn't have a car still. But Morgan was like, he has got to get a car because it's now affecting all of us too. What happened?
Yeah, so he had this big convention happen, like huge, you know, event for him. And I'm sitting here at work working and I'm about to leave, like literally 2 minutes from leaving. And I get a text from Lunchbox. He's like, yo, can you drop me off so I can go to this? And I'm like,
it's like a 10th grader.
Yo.
What?
Can you drop me off?
Like, first off, you knew you were going to this. You didn't ask me in advance or anything. Like, you just thought, hey, Morgan has nothing better to do than drop me off at this really important event that I have to go to.
When are you getting a car?
Oh, I don't know yet, man. I haven't figured it out.
As long as people continue to do things like this, why should you?
It was a nice gesture for Morgan to do. I said thank you. Right?
Yeah, but you didn't plan it. You could be like the day before, be like, hey, any chance after work tomorrow you can drop me off? It was like, you know what? Morgan doesn't have a life.
Does he get mad whenever you won't take him?
Yeah, like, he'll give me crap for it for days.
Yes, here's the deal. You don't give him advance notice because then they can come up with an excuse. If you just drop it on them, they got to think on their feet. And if they have nothing going on, they're like, okay.
Or they do have something going on, yet they'll still be nice enough to go, I'll sacrifice this time doing this and take you.
Ah, you can tell by their eyes if they're lying or not.
So, was she lying?
No, she was good. She didn't have anything to do, so she took me.
I did have stuff to do.
And I was like, and
I had to take him to Broadway.
What did you do when it was snowing? Like, what are you doing to get up here?
I took the wife's car.
So, she's at home with no car.
Yeah. So, if something goes down, on her own. With three kids, no car.
What does she say about you just refusing to buy a car? And why don't you buy one now?
Well, because every once in a while, the Altima does start. Oh. So why, if it's still starting every once in a while, why get rid of it? B.
You did one, then B. I like that. Go ahead.
B. I just don't know what I want. Haven't thought of it. Haven't had time.
Would you ever just get another Altima since you've had this one for so long?
Well, here's the problem. All three kids can't even fit in the Altima. So it probably has to be a little bit bigger.
Oh. So no sports car? That's done?
Yeah. Lambo's out. Mm.
For at least the second time in as many days, the Iowa State Patrol has caught a driver going over 90 miles an hour while the state was experiencing blizzard conditions. 90?
In the blizzards?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wasn't me.
Yeah, no, you don't have a car.
Yeah.
I guess your wife's SUV.
Yeah, but it doesn't go.
What if you get her a new car? You just keep hers.
I mean, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Do you like hers?
Whatever, it's paid off.
Right. So why don't you get her a new car?
So then she gets a car payment. Good idea.
Oh, yeah, you have separate bank accounts.
Oh, okay. So that technically is her car.
So you'd have to buy it from her?
Yeah.
You guys got some weird stuff going on over there. KCCI with that story about Iowa.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know what to do about a car.
Buy one. Is your resolution to get a car this year, 2024?
No, that hadn't been the resolution. But I am rolling dirty.
You have drugs on you in the car?
No. License plate expired.
You're such a rebel.
And it costs $80 to renew it. And I'm like, man.
Your wife's tag or your Altima?
My Altima.
Oh, so today you're riding.
So I'm good.
Yeah.
But at Altima, man, I'm like, why would I pay the $80? It's on its last leg. I don't even know if it's worth the $80 to get it renewed.
I don't know that's worth $80, period. Right. Even the Altima itself. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah.
But hey, maybe I can donate it.
Okay, then do that.
Do I get a tax write-off?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, they do much? Cars
for $80.
Clunkers for cars. Yes. I don't know.
Clunkers,
man.
For
something like that. Clunkers for dunkers or something.
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
All right, this story is going to be a PSA to microchip your pets if you can do it, because this guy Chad, he's a long haul trucker, and his cat Tyler would always be out on the road with him. Well, he stopped at this one truck stop, and his cat got out. Ran away.
That sucks.
Looked everywhere. Even when he would be driving back through with a load or whatever, he'd stop there, look for his cat. Well, his cat ended up 670 miles away in Wyoming. They think maybe he hitched another ride, hopped on another truck.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are lots of trucks, I'd assume, yeah.
Not walking.
Maybe he got up on the wrong truck.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
Like, it's red. Wrong red one.
Mm-hmm. He's like, where's my dad? Well, luckily, a trucker that found him took him to a local shelter in Wyoming, and they checked to see if he had a chip, scanned it, boop. And that led them back to Chad. So Chad's just thankful to have Tyler back with him, but he also wants to encourage people, microchip your cats or dogs.
You can also put air tag on them, which we did. And it had been snowing at our house for days and days. And Eller is half hound, half
husky.
And man, you talk about snow. She loves it. That's like natural habitat for her. There doesn't snow a lot here, but she is full husky mode when it happens. Well, she goes out in the way, a bunch of woods behind her house. We can't find her. So I hit the air tag to find her, and it goes, she's 5 feet from you. And I'm looking. She took the air tag off.
Oh.
Knocked it off with her paw. It was laying beside right where her bed is, and then she went out running.
Oh.
She didn't want you to track her. Got it.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. She knocked it off. She, I always see her playing with it. She knocked it off and ran out in the woods. We found her. She's good. But dogs, man. Hey, just exactly like kids.
Hey, identical.
Yeah, identical. All right. Thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the things we're asked to update the most is Eddie and his son in the Drake concert. We've talked about it twice. Eddie first comes and goes, my son, 15, wants to go to a Drake concert. I don't know if I should let him because Drake says bad words.
And he's 15 years old.
Right. Then we checked in again last week and you were still torn So what happened? Because I know you had to make up your mind.
Yeah. So after I talked to you guys a little bit, I went to some people here in the building and said, hey, is it even possible for me to get tickets to this concert? And they said, yeah, how many do you want? I was like, oh, this is huge. So I asked for two tickets and they said, no problem. You can have two tickets to Drake. So then I go home.
You have decided then you're going to let him go, but he has to go with you.
Correct.
Got it.
Which I think is perfect. Like if he wants to go to a concert, why not experience that with his dad? Who's cool and like, you know, down with Drake.
Okay, stop saying stuff like that. Stop. Nobody cool says they're cool and nobody says down with Drake.
Down with the music, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I go knock on his door and I'm like, hey man, can I talk to you for a second? He's like, yeah, what's up, dad? Hey, do you want to go to Drake? He's like, oh, dad, I want to go so bad. I said, all right, guess what? Dad got two tickets. We're going to Drake. And he goes, what? No, I don't want to go with you, dad. I said, what do you mean? I got two tickets.
You told him you were down with Drake, though, right?
I said, I'm down with Drake.
I'm down with Drake. Yeah.
And I even told Siri, I'm like, hey, turn it up. Let's go. Look, we're going to listen to that live. And he goes, dad, no offense. I just don't want to go with you. If I can't go with my friends, I don't want to go at all.
Wow.
And it kind of hurt my feelings, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm cool. Like, I don't understand why he wouldn't want to go to a show with me.
Mostly because you keep saying how cool you are.
Because you're down with it.
Yeah. You're his dad, dude. You could be the coolest. I think you're cool, but you're still his dad.
Yeah, but what's so embarrassing about going with your dad to a show?
The last time you picked him up or took him to a dance, you did the whole Uber bit that you do to all his friends.
His friends loved it. Yeah. I pulled up to the restaurant and I'm like, oh, yeah, picking up you guys. Yeah, come on in. Then I asked, you guys from out of town?
But everybody's embarrassed by their parents, right? Yeah. At 14, 15 years old.
Yeah, but I would think that he could go with you if you just dial it back a little bit.
Okay.
So you're not going to let him go if you don't go. That's the line you've drawn.
Well, I've already made my decision. He's not going with his friends. We're not dropping him off at the venue, and he's going to hang out there for 4 hours with his buddies at a Drake concert. Not going to happen.
That'd be pretty cool.
Well, sure, but maybe that'll happen in 2 years. Not right now.
Yeah, when he's 18.
Yeah, perfect. 18. He can drive there.
He'll go vote, and then after that, he'll go to the Drake concert.
Of course.
Cool. Okay.
So when is the show?
I think it's like this month.
Oh, February.
Yeah, February. Yeah.
Okay. Let us know what he decides. But you have your foot is down. No friends. He has to go with you.
The two tickets are in my hand.
What if he doesn't want to go? Will you take somebody else?
You want to go?
I do not. I'm not down with Drake.
What do you mean? You're not down with Drake?
I am, but I don't say that. And also, I've been to a Drake show.
Lunchbox, you down with Drake?
I'm down with Drake.
Okay. You want to go to the show?
Yeah. Not with you.
Oh, dang. He got you, dude.
My friends.
All right. I saw that Top Gun 3 is in the works, but right. I don't even know there was two, and I haven't even seen one.
What do you mean you haven't seen two? What? You didn't know there was two?
Oh,
that's two.
In the theater.
Oh, I thought that was one.
Nah.
Oh, okay, see, this is why I need Movie Mike. Here we go.
And now Movie Mike's Movie Minute.
I thought the Tom Cruise one was Top Gun 1, but now that makes sense.
You're crazy,
It is.
Man.
He's in both.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
It's like young Tom and then...
And the old, but still looks young Tom.
Why haven't seen two? I haven't seen two.
Oh, it's good, dude.
And everybody likes that one.
Yeah.
Movie Mike, Top Gun 2?
Oh, it's amazing. You need to see it.
What about Top Gun 3? What's happening with it?
So Tom Cruise just signed a big deal with Warner Brothers, getting a bunch of sequels to his movies, and they're going to make Top Gun 3 now because the second one was so successful.
How old is he? Is he 60 yet?
I think he's almost 60.
But he looks 40.
61.
Wow. And he's still doing maybe some of his own stunts in his movies?
Yeah.
Like, he does a lot of his own stunts.
I think he flew the plane in Maverick.
Like he
actually flew the plane.
Mike,
he put everybody through training so they could fly the plane too to make it more realistic. That's what makes these movies good.
Okay, so did you watch Mean Girls?
Yeah.
Okay, and this is Mean Girls. This is like a sequel?
It is the musical version of the movie.
Got it. So what'd you think? So
they made the Broadway play, so now they made the movie version of that. It's kind of cringeworthy because they just do all the same jokes line for line from the first one and then just throw in some singing. And I don't really love musicals. So I feel like because they did that, it just makes it kind of a lame watch.
It did win the weekend box office. I'm reading as a headline.
Oh.
I like Mean Girls.
Me too.
I'm not going to go watch it at the theater, though. I like musicals, I think, now. And I am very much, I don't hate when they just start singing, but I loved La La Land.
Well, La La Land was really good.
Come on.
Yeah. And you like Oklahoma?
That's my wife's favorite movie. It's fine. I know all the songs now.
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
28 Days Later is one of my favorite horror. It's not really a horror. It's like a virus movie.
So it's scary in that way.
It's scary. Yeah, but to me, it's more like real life. So is that the first one, Mike, 28 Days Later?
Yeah, that's the original one.
And then they did 28 Weeks Later.
Mm-hmm, sequel.
And now I'm hearing they're coming out with a third one. Let's
28
go.
Months Later?
Years.
Oh, years.
Oh, so what is this one about?
So Cillian Murphy is like crushing it now. He's Oppenheimer. So now he was like, I want to do another movie. They wrote it up and they're now going to make another one.
That's his name, Cillian?
The guy.
Yeah, Cillian Murphy.
Yeah, I thought it was Cillian. But I saw him on that show. I was on Netflix back in the day where they were like Irish.
Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders.
That's him, right?
Yeah, his name was one of the most mispronounced in 2023.
I'm part of that. Good for me. Yeah. Go on. And then a musical artist who I don't think gets the proper respect now, but she was massive, was Linda Ronstadt. Like, for some reason, she doesn't really get the shine that she deserves. And Selena Gomez is going to play her in a biopic. Is that true?
That is true. It actually looks like it could be pretty good. Nobody else has signed on for it, but she is going to play her.
She won 11 Grammys.
Is she dead?
Linda Ronstadt?
Yeah.
I don't think she's dead, is she?
Because that's pretty surprising to do a biopic on someone that's still alive.
Bro, I don't know. Is she dead? Can somebody Google
Linda? She's alive, 77.
I thought so. Mm-hmm. But Linda Ronstadt had so many awesome songs. Like, here, look. I'll play from my phone.
I feel so bad.
Do you know this one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, how about, you're no good, you're no good, you're no good. I'm going to blow my ears out. You're no good.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, super underappreciated. And I like Selena Gomez as an actress more than I do as a singer.
Because
her music's way pop, young poppy. As an actress, like, she does the Steve Martin.
Yeah, Only Murders in the Martin Building.
She's awesome in that
so
show.
So good.
Yeah. All right, well, Mike, thanks for the movie debrief there.
You're welcome.
All right, there you go. Movie Mike, check out his podcast. Just search. Yeah, search Movie Mike wherever you podcast. Thank you.
And that was Movie Mike's Movie Minute.
This pothole shook a dude that apparently was dead. The pothole was so deep. He's alive again.
Stop.
Come the guy on. Who had been pronounced dead by doctors came back to life when the ambulance transporting him home to his family hit a deep pothole.
It's a jolt. It's like one of those clear pothole.
The man had not been feeling well for several days, so one of his grandsons decided to take him to the hospital near his home. He was diagnosed with a severe chest infection, which also took a toll on his pre-existing heart condition. And despite doctors' best efforts, he was pronounced dead after 4 days on a ventilator. Very sad. But then something strange happened. The ambulance was traveling, taking his body, and then it hit a pothole and back alive.
Amazing. Wow. I wonder how bad that was. Like, did the stretcher like pop up, hit the ceiling?
They still say it's very serious, but he is breathing on his own. So he's not like doing triathlons right now.
I wonder
if he like slammed into the top.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think that those are buckled down.
Maybe they forgot.
Yeah, but I'm saying if they hit a pothole that big, they weren't paying a lot of attention to a lot of things.
Okay.
Yeah. That's from Oddity Central.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
The federal government is ordering states to stop putting funny messages on highway signs. They claim they're too distracting and can cause accidents. I'm going to run through a few of them.
You laugh so hard, you crash.
What?
Were you distracted trying to read it? And, well, I'm going to run through some of my favorites that have actually been used across the country. For example, it's football season right now, so tailgating is for football, not highways.
That's funny.
These are all digital billboards, too,
digital,
right?
Yes. Visiting in-laws, slow down, get there late.
I like that
See,
one.
I That's think funny. The stuff we remember this stuff. Like, I think these are better than they are bad.
Yeah, but they're used for, like, hey, slow down, slippery weather conditions.
I think
conditions.
That's okay, though, because I wouldn't have noticed it any other way.
Okay.
Like, it sticks with me if there's like a little texture to it.
Yeah, like, who are you going to call? Nobody. You're driving.
I love that one.
That's good.
Or don't be a stinker.
So
use your blinker.
Don't put them up.
Well, they're saying ultimately they're distracting. Some people trying to read it, maybe put it together. They are longer to read.
And what about all the other billboards
what
on the
mean,
side of the
longer
road?
Longer to read. Yes, there's billboards like crazy.
Everywhere.
Yeah, like I hear you. I think the federal government has other things to worry about, like aliens. So just move on.
What about this one? Puff, puff, pass the keys to a designated driver.
Got
to
be in Oregon, huh? Shout out. Go ahead.
Okay, so this guy was sharing that his fiance called off their engagement because of a sandwich. But I'm going to tell you what happened in this poor guy. It's not because of the sandwich. They've been engaged for 6 months, together 3 years, and she's an emergency room nurse, was really tired one night and was like, hey, can you handle getting us some food? So he went to a local sandwich shop and got 2 tuna fish sandwiches and brought them back. Well, only problem is his fiance is allergic to all types of fish and shellfish. Okay. He says that it was an honest mistake and that she flipped out and she broke off the engagement and he can't believe it's over a sandwich.
No, she was looking for a reason.
Well, she just said the sandwich is a symptom of him not paying attention and it's because he didn't remember that she has a very serious allergy and that's the problem.
Again, this was just her final straw. She was looking for a reason. And now she found it. She don't want to die of tuna death. By the way, my wife and I play Overcooked 2 on PlayStation 5. Hilarious.
You ever play that? I don't know what it is.
Overcooked?
Yeah. Where you're 2 chefs in the kitchen and you got to like cook and move this over here and chop it up and then make it and then serve it in time. And it's 2, you're working together. She's pretty good at it. But yeah, we play Overcooked 2.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. Sometimes we start yelling at each other. Where? Heat up the rice. Sometimes you got to grab the fire extinguisher to put the fire out if it goes too long. Yeah, it's hilarious. It gets a pretty pressure. You guys probably couldn't cut in the kitchen like us.
Probably not. Okay. No.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got?
Kenny Chesney hasn't released a new album since 2020, but that changes this year. Kenny just has to figure out exactly what songs he's going to put on the record. He's working
through
that. Isn't
that the case with every record ever in the history of time?
They got to figure that out.
Kenny's just got to push record and sing some songs into a microphone.
Well, no. I mean, he was saying, like, he never just wants to force songs onto a record because he wrote them. So he's also writing with others and friends, new people, and figuring all that out. But the album will be out this year.
All right. Thank you. There you go. That's the most vague Kenny Chesney story I've ever heard. All right. Thank you. Do your pile close up.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Kobe is a 4-year-old husky in Philadelphia. Roof, 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 roof. Every time he'd go outside, dig, 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 same spot. Dig, dig, dig. And his owner's like, stop. Fill in the hole. Next day, Kobe go back out. Roof, roof, roof. Dig, dig, dig. And Chanel's like, man, there must be something wrong. She goes out there. She starts digging a little bit. She sees a pipe. She's like, So she calls the city. They come out. There's a gas leak in the pipe.
The dog was digging at the gas leak? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Saved the whole neighborhood.
Are we sure that that's not hyperbole at all?
They said could have been an explosion.
But did it say save the whole neighborhood?
Well, obviously, could have damaged the whole neighborhood.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Could the dog have created that leak with
by
the
digging that? You know, there are a lot of things here. That's crazy if the dog can, and it probably can.
Yeah.
The dog can smell things that we can't, can see things, can hear things that we can't.
What does it say?
That says that the potentially could have endangered the entire neighborhood.
Yeah. Thank you.
But what did he say?
Save the entire neighborhood.
Yeah, no,
I'm just kidding. I don't even care. I don't even care. Yeah, saving one person is awesome.
I have a gas leak in my neighborhood somewhere. I smell it all the time.
In your neighborhood?
Well,
where are you always digging? Like, go wherever that is.
I'm not digging, but I smell it. And I've had the gas company come out and look for it. And they say they don't detect anything. And I'm just waiting for the day where
the explosions didn't tell them you're right.
It's too late.
No. Like, 4 houses on fire. She's like, I told you.
No, well, we don't want that.
No,
don't
all
want
right, that's what it's all about. Thank you.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.